They'd smoke their pipes and chew tobacco and drink their whiskey and their beer. Well, they didn't stay all night, though. They had to go to work in the morning. And you see, it used to be, like I'm really telling you the truth, you could walk the streets at any hour of the night, and you know hardly anything would ever happen to you. And they had out in that section of town, like the black people, they used to have a special whistle. It would be a blues. And when they were coming home, they'd whistle. Now, that was from the neighborhood. But if a person was out there and they wouldn't whistle, those blacks used to go out there and get that person and run them back there where he came from. They couldn't light out there. Because what are they doing in that neighborhood 2 o'clock in the morning? You know, they weren't up to no good. So those fellas used to run them out there themselves. And I got to tell you, they had pretty good relationships out there. But now, you know what it is. They got so many overtones that everything is this and that. And if you go out, one will say it's a racial overtone. One will say it's robbery, and it's, well, I tell you, they got so many people trying to figure out actually what it is. Like uptown now, they used to have, now you can go up around, Washington Avenue, and go up Annunciation Street. You got different ballrooms up there. And you could stop in and out of one of those farms. You got, you got Skippy's on 7th and Annunciation. Then you got the 801, that's on 9th and Annunciation. Then you got Jackie's on Pleasant Annunciation. Then you got Frankie Romans on Tyler down in Laurel. And then you got Roy's on Magazine between Tyler down and Louisiana Avenue. Now, all of those places, believe me, you can get stories out of those places. Now, I don't know if you ever been to Parasol's. That's where they have the St. Patrick's deal every St. Patrick's Day. Well, I was up there the last time, and they had all the beer and everything you wanted to eat and drink, green beer. And they have a big truck out there, just letting the beer come out of the truck, you see, because they got the barrels in there, it's tapped. And they got the bands, and you got more TV cameras and photographers out there, people dancing on the bars. Now, those are the kind of places you want to try and make. Because, believe me, you can get all kind of stories around it. You see up around, I can talk about Annunciation Street. I'm trying to think. You see, at one time they used to have these amateur boxing clubs. They don't have them anymore. And that's where you could really get your good stories, because most of all your good fighters, they came out of these amateur clubs, because you had at least 30 or 40, maybe 50 amateur fights. Well, then you would turn professional. Well, you weren't no greenhorn going and fighting. Then they'd take you along slowly, you know, and build you up till you got a chance. And, well, you know how to defend yourself. You weren't going in there green. But now you got fighters, man, they're not the type of fighters that were rude and would know. You got the only one I say that you really have is Muhammad Ali. I mean, really, he is about the only fighter that you have. Now, Ken Norton, he's pretty good. But, you see, in a city, you had at least 10 amateur boxing clubs, and everyone had between 50 and 100 boys boxing in there, you know, learning to defend themselves. And if you won a bout, it would be 3 rounds, and you got a little medal, but that thing, getting the hell beat out of you for a little